Look, we started as the PDP, the People's Democratic Party led by Tendai. We started at the top of the Grand Coalition. And at that time, people were laughing and saying, all you need is to see someone's name to change government. But we had said we need a Grand Coalition. We are happy that people like Budu, people like other parties, Welshmen and so forth, have come round to the concept of the Grand Coalition that we were talking about with the People's Democratic Party. Now, we are now giving them another process of top leadership. We need a transitional government because this government cannot run an election. So if you are a party and you are waiting for an election under a ZANU-PF government, then you are waiting for nothing because this government cannot even provide water for 10 kilometers. They cannot sit in a cabinet meeting to agree on anything. They cannot fund bonuses. They cannot fund anything. So they will not be able to fund an election. So you can't run around the whole country telling people there will be election in this country. It is virtually impossible. The government is literally collapsed. Ministers are being feared and so forth. The government is feared that in itself when it is having a meeting. So let's have a transitional government where we talk business and remove the toxicity. Once we remove the toxicity, then we can talk about these other things. So we coalesce, we have a transitional government, we detoxicate the Zimbabwean environment, then we hold elections. It's a very clear and elementary roadmap that should be understood by all and sundry. And we are not beating our chest about it. At the end of it all, some of us will go back to our practices and continue with our lives.
Yes, Gibbs, we don't want to rush and talk about positions to say, let's have a transitional government. You can see that some of our colleagues, with due respect to them, they know that they are small, with due respect. They know that they don't have the numbers. That's why they are quick to say, let's have a government, because they want to get positions. But we are saying, we believe in regional politics. Let the people of Zimbabwe, the sons and daughters of the soil, let them tell us what they want to do. That's why President Tsvangirai and us, the leadership, we are going from place to place, province to province. It's comparing us, hearing what the people say. We are not just going to rush to say we want positions, so let's have a transitional authority. Let us hear what the people want. With respect, there's no thought leadership to say let's have a transitional authority, because they know they're too small and they want to rush to get positions. That's not going to happen.
You have a right to respond, Mr. Mafume.
Look, it's not about position. If this happened in Burkina Faso, we give people who will not run again.
I mean, Burkina Faso is hardly a good example. Oh, my God.
Transitional, there was the same environment in Burkina Faso. Like Tembrari had been a dictator for a long time. And when they removed him, they put a transitional government and said that people needed to prepare for elections. Everyone knows that this government cannot run a free and fair election. Only a fool can do the same thing many times and expect a different result. They will just hook up the figures. They will not go back to count the votes people would have voted. They will simply sit in a room somewhere and say so and so got 2 million, so and so got 1.5 million. That is what they did the last time. And we cannot put ourselves at the mercy of such a process again. We need to give toxic back. We need to come up with a new platform that will be able to deal with elections in a civilized manner. That is all we are saying. We don't want any positions. There will be positions to be shared with the law when things are done properly. But this way, if you just rush into another election controlled by ZANU-PF, you will lose and you will lose to a total.
Your last word, Mr. Kudu.
All we are saying as the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, let the children of Zimbabwe, the sons and daughters of the soil, continue to compare us to collaborate. We are ready to work with any opposition political party as long as we have the same value, the same mission, i.e. creating a democratic Zimbabwe which will respect the rule of law, a democratic Zimbabwe which will not only respect the constitution, but which will also respect the principle of constitutionalism. We are looking at a situation here where the formation of a coalition, obviously, we are there. It's a process, not an event. Let's not rush to say, let's have a transitional authority. Let the children, let the people of Zimbabwe decide. Let us now engage the masses, hear what they say. If they say we want a transitional government, so be it. We cannot prescribe to them what we think they want. So we should never, ever put the cart before the horse. This is retail politics. My friend is talking of horse or politics. It's outdated. It's archaic.
Mr. Mafume?
Well, we have to lead. We don't have to move behind somewhere. We have to think. People of Zimbabwe want the opposition to provide alternatives and thought process. They don't want people who come crying for them seeking for non-existing solutions. We have to lead from the front. We have to lead by example. And we are saying there will be a grand coalition, a transitional authority, and a government. These are very simple processes, and this will help people frame what they want for the government. It is done to benefit the people, not to benefit us. The scramble for positions, as if we are scrambling for the partitioning of Africa, like the colonialists, is what will create confusion. You run to an election, you then claim that you have been rigged, or the figures that have been announced were not the ones, or the people who were running the election were not supposed to be the ones who were there. People will say, but why did you go into that election? Like what they are saying to us for 2018. We must not forget, because we have slept, we forget yesterday's problem, and we are excited about people greeting us in the street. No, we need to think carefully about this Zimbabwean problem. Right now, if this situation in Zanzibar is not handled carefully, there can be chaos, war, and further strife. We are very few words away from people going at each other's throat. So we have to think as leadership and lead from the front and not run around as if we are in a hopeless merry-go-round.